blue of the night, neath the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guest, Barry Fitzgerald. And now, with the trout season just open in Nevada, we are fortunate indeed to have with us here in Hollywood Mr. Bing Crosby.
I'm taking care of that trout situation, Ken.
So?
I may be standing here at the microphone, but at this very moment, I am also fishing in the vicinity of Wild Horse, Nevada.
Oh, wait a minute. Bing, how can you be in Hollywood and fishing in Nevada at the same time?
I have a long bamboo pole and 630 miles of line.
Very neat trick. You eager fishermen always find a way, don't you? Had any strikes yet?
You bet I have. I've had some real poodle suckers on the
reel.
Yes, sir.
Good.
But every time I try to reel them in, there's a cat way out in Victorville. He pounces on them and snags them off the line, and my hook comes in empty.
Oh, that's too bad, Bing. I do love rainbow trout.
Yeah, so does that cat in Victorville. All evens up, everyone to his own racket, I say.
I always say that, too. What's your racket, Bing?
I sing.
Oh, yes.
Indeed. And I should be about it, too. Rhythm Ayers and John Scott Trotter. Let's do the big brass band from Brazil for the people here. Hold my fishing rod, will you, Ken? Three brothers down in Rio had a noisy family trio. Three piccolos that sounded mighty shrill. But their papa called it music, so with his dough they planned
the big brass band from Brazil.
They soon sent down to Cuba for some trumpets and a tuba. They figured that their relatives had skill. Papa's ears are stuffed with cotton, but he still thinks they're grand.
The big brass band from Brazil.
Oh, they practice all night long, but they've only learned one song. So they play that same old phrase 57 different ways. There's first and second cousins, and there's uncles by the dozen. They play as long as Papa pays the bills. And it's getting more expensive each time that they expand
the big brass band from Brazil.
USA was luring, so old Papa sent them touring Chicago and New York and Louisville. But because they don't play baseball in Brooklyn, they were banned.
The big brass band from Brazil.
All they practice all night long, but they've only learned one song. People say that they'd be through if they practice something new. Give the boys a hand.
A big brass band from Brazil.
That's the way they go. You liked that brass band effect, did you?
Oh, yes. You know, Bing, every time I hear a band, I feel like marching.
Me too. Let's march right down to the Brown Derby for a short buttermilk.
No.
Now, come on.
Come on.
We just started the show.
Oh, let's get a little.
What about all the folks here in the studio audience?
We'll take them with us. I'm springing tonight. Come on, the buttermilk's on me.
Oh, man. I think if we all go marching, instead of going to the Derby, we should go to our nearest Philco dealer, don't you?
And we get buttermilk there?
No, we get Philcos there, and there's a Philco for everybody.
But I'm thirsty. Right now, I want to go for a nice cool drink.
Well, at your Philco dealers, you can certainly drink in the beauty of the many fine models on display there.
Oh, well, that's better than buttermilk any day. Tell us about those Philcos for everybody, Ken.
All right, Bing, I will.
And he will, too. That's partner for you, isn't it?
When he says he'll talk Philco, he'll talk. Talk loud, Ken. Maybe you can scare off that cat out in Victorville that's robbing you.
Well, I hope so, Bing. I'd hate to have him claw any listeners I get on my line. And speaking of lines, if you want to see a great line of table radios, just fish around at your Philco dealer now. You'll find the right radio for every room in your house. Table models with FM for your bedroom or den. Smart new performance champions for the kitchen or your youngster's room. Powerful table radio phonographs that give you big set quality in compact streamlined cabinets for the small house or apartment. Look them over now and spruce up your home for better radio listening this spring. Remember, you pay no more for the extra quality you get with a Philco. Famous for quality the world over.
Songwriters have long taken the position that hearts can be happy, heavy, broken, mended, even kicked around. The latest theory is that they can also be haunted, as witnessed the following clinical report by Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz.
In the night, though we're apart, there's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust. It's you who must belong to me and thrill my haunted heart. Oh, be still, my haunted
By way of introducing our guest of the evening, let us go back a number of years to a town in Ireland where a pair of proud parents are gazing fondly at their firstborn. As they smile over his crib, the mother vows to herself that someday this child will grow up to be the finest doctor in all of Erin. And the father vows to himself that someday this babe will be the most honored jurist in the Emerald Isle. But the child chuckles softly to himself, because he knows in his own crafty little heart that someday he'll grow up to be Pat O'Brien.
And here he is, Barry Fitzgerald.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know which one of the Marx Brothers you are, but thank you just the same.
I was just smiling, Barry. You know, on radio, you've got to hulk everything up a little. People expect you to stand up here and make a regular darn fool of yourself.
Well, you should have no trouble doing that.
Nice, though, Barry. Really nice to have you with us tonight, and I didn't mean to upset you.
Oh, I'm not upset.
Say, Barry, I don't know if you've heard this before, but over at Paramount, you know, they're cooking up another picture for you and me.
Well, now, that's a little bit upsetting.
Yes, looks like we're saddled with each other again.
Tell me, Bing, what young what and what old what do we play in this one?
Well, I believe you're to portray the role of an old plumber.
Oh, and you're the plumber's friend, I suppose.
Assistant, I'm your assistant. I have an animate part, old boy.
You know, Bing, whenever they cook up a story for us, they've always got us bickering and quarreling about it.
Yes, they do get us to scrapping.
Yes, but in this new picture, where's the argument? What difference of opinion would a plumber of the old school have with a plumber of the new school?
It's simple. Outside versus the inside.
Well, that could be.
I think you like the story, Barry. As the picture opens, you're working,
and I'm singing.
Oh, dugging it again, huh?
We see you bending over a water tank, soldering the inside, and I'm standing beside you with a blowtorch. Pretty girl passes, I turn to watch her, forgetting I've got a torch in my hand.
I see, yes, I get a hot foot.
Well, a high hot foot, a little on the outside. Well, naturally, you get a little mad.
Oh, I'm burnt up.
You're livid, you're really livid. You hop around the shop telling me what an idiotic, harebrained nincompoop I am.
You know, I'm beginning to like this story.
I'm happy to hear it.
Pardon me, Barry and Bing. I've been listening to your conversation over there.
Well, what do you know, Barry? We've got a listener.
Hooray!
No, kidding. I was listening to you two, and I want to tell you that I'm simply fascinated with this new movie you're going
to
make.
Do you really mean that, Ken, or are you just elbowing in here to get something in about Felton?
No, I really mean it. In fact, I dare say you've aroused the interest of listeners all over the country. Why don't you sort of do a preview of the picture right now?
Good idea. I'd like to find out how it goes myself.
Well, all right. Of course, I'd feel better if I had overalls on.
Yeah, you'd look better, too.
Can't win with this boy, Ken. Say, John Scott, would you build us an impressive fanfare, please?
Philcomont Pictures presents Bing Crosby and Barry Fitzgerald in a romantic tale of a master plumber and his assistant entitled Welcome Plunger. Our story opens in the tiny plumbing shop of Barry and his assistant Bing, located on Prairie Avenue in the bustling little metropolis of Sturgis, Michigan. A soft westerly breeze gently rocks a swinging sign, on which in faded letters are spelled out the words, Fitzgerald and Crosby, Plumbing and Heating. As we open the door, we find our two plumbers engaged in the most crucial operation of their career.
Stilson wrench.
Stilson wrench.
Ball peen hammer.
Ball peen hammer.
Pliers.
Pliers.
Tin snip.
Tin snip.
Hacksaw.
Hacksaw.
Steady now.
You'd better use an anesthetic, sir.
No, everything's all right. There we are.
You did it, sir.
There you are.
Now, sonny, don't you feel better with that kettle off your head? Congratulations, Barry. A skillful job if I've ever seen one. But I still think you should have used an anesthetic.
Oh, now, there you go with your newfangled idea.
Not my idea. I read it in Time magazine.
Time magazine?
Yes.
What were you reading that for?
You told me to.
I didn't tell you to read Time. I told you to read the Plumber's magazine, Overtime.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're always falling for every new gimmick that's progressive.
Oh, shucks, you never want me to experiment with nothing new. When you need a blowtorch yourself, you still take a swig of gasoline and light a match.
Well, I like it that way, and besides, it keeps me pipe lit. But let's get busy. Say, what's in that vice?
A chunk of meat.
Meat?
Yeah, I thought we'd have pressed ham for lunch.
Lunch. You never keep your mind on your work. All you think about is eating and going to the movies and dancing and girls and all those newfangled things.
I'll get it. Hello? Fitzgerald and Crosby, Plumbing, Heating, and Pressed Ham. Hmm? Oh, my goodness. Well, now, don't get excited. Keep calm, Mr. Trotter. We'll be right over. Barry, this is an emergency.
What's up?
John Scott Trotter is stuck in his bathtub. We haven't got a moment to lose. Come on, Barry. We haven't even got time to forget our tools. Hi-ho, Drano, away!
So go Bing and Barry to the rescue. Will they be too late? Will Trotter be saved? Will they reach the house in time?
Here's the house.
Break the door down.
Where's the bathroom?
Here I am in the dining room.
The dining room? That's a funny place for a bathtub.
Well, I like to eat while I'm bathing.
Now, first thing we'll have to do is get this sailboat out of the tub.
Don't you touch that. It's a mercy ship filled with provisions.
We better work fast.
Hurry, get me out of this tub. I can hardly breathe.
Now, just a minute. This is a very delicate operation.
You think we can save him?
Well, I think we can save him, but we may lose the tub.
Barry, he's wedged in there so tight, you'll never get him out.
Oh, yes, I will. I'm going to blast.
Blast?
Stand back.
Sounds like the Hope showed. Boy, that was a beauty.
Where's Tara?
It's so smoky. Hey, Tara. John Scott, where are you?
I'm out here in the backyard. Throw me a towel.
And so, leaving Barry behind to find a towel big enough to go around Trotter, Crosby rushes away to keep his date with his girlfriend, Floribel Fawcett.
Gee, Floribel, you'd have been proud of us if you'd seen Trotter zooming out of that bathtub. I expect it's the biggest accomplishment since Howard Hughes got his flying boat off the water.
Everything with you is plumbing. You never even kissed me. The most affectionate thing you ever do is take out a pair of pliers and pinch my cheek.
Now, without tools, I'm all thumb.
Oh, it's no use. I could never be happy with you.
Now, don't start to cry, Floribel. I can't stand the sight of those tears running down your cheeks like a leaky water heater.
Well, you can marry a water heater. I want to marry a man of the world. Someone who's traveled around and knows something besides wrenches and pipes and water mains.
Now, tighten your connections, Floribel. Pull yourself together.
Oh, you plumber.
Floribel.
Get away from me. You smell from white lead.
I've been working with red lead. That does it, Floribel. You and me have severed connections. Goodbye.
And so, brokenhearted, our hero returns to the plumbing shop, dragging his toolbox behind him.
What's the matter, son?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong.
Oh, yes, there is. I can tell by your leather bow tie. All the shine has gone out of it.
Well, if you must know, Floribel and I had an argument, and we stripped the threads of our romance.
Oh, she jilted you.
I can't stand it, Barry. I'm going to take the meat out of that vice and squeeze my head to death.
Press time again, huh?
Got to kill myself. I can't live without Floribel.
Now, son, just take it easy. Sit down here in one of these samplers. Now, my boy, you've got to realize that you've chosen one of the noblest professions of them all, and that your work is the most important thing in your life. Remember, my boy, you're a plumber.
Plumber? The heck with plumbing. I wish I've never heard the word plumbing.
What? What did you say?
I said I wish I'd never heard of plumbing.
You're a disgrace to the uniform you wear. I've but one alternative. As a master plumber, I must rip the copper rivets off your overalls and turn your plier pocket inside out.
Oh, not that.
Young man, haven't you forgotten the plumber's oath? Do you recall that sacred vow you took?
Yes. I solemnly swear at all times to conduct myself as a gentleman and a plumber, and to plumb and plumb and plumb, no matter what may come. And at all times, I will be ever on the alert to keep the flame burning brightly under my soldering iron. So help me, Crane Company. Yes, I recall.
I thought you would. Now, my boy, I have a little surprise for you. By pinching pennies and cutting corners, I just happened to save up $345,000.
Oh, bully!
We're going to take that money and get away from here. We'll travel all over the world.
Say, that's what Floribella said. I ought to travel.
Yes, and when we get back to Sturgis, Floribella will come crawling to you.
And so Barry and Bing set out on a journey around the world. New York, Montreal, London.
Gee, Barry, here we are in London.
Yeah, it's a beautiful old city.
Begging your pardon, strangers, but aren't you two gentlemen plumbers?
Yes, how do you know?
You smell from white lead.
And so our heroes travel on to Paris, Rome, Budapest, Vienna, Moscow, Russia.
Well, Bing, here we are in Moscow.
Let's go in that Philco store. I want to hear Winchell's broadcast.
Pardon me, friends. You two peasants are plumbers?
No.
Yeah, but how did you know?
Comrades, you smell from red lead.
On and on our two heroes travel to Calcutta, to Shanghai, Honolulu, San Francisco, and finally back to Sturgis, Michigan. As we find Barry and Bing now, they're just getting off the 515 of the Northern Indiana, Goshen, and Battle Creek Railroad.
Oh, boy, it's sure great to be home again.
That it is, son, that it is. And look who's coming. It's your girlfriend, Floribel Fawcett.
Oh, yeah? I think I'll play a little hard to get. How do you do, Floribel?
Oh, Bing, darling, I'm so glad you're back. I've been waiting here at the station for hours. I'm so glad you got here.
Oh, so now you want to marry me, eh, Floribel?
Oh, John Scott Trotter's stuck in his bathtub again.
Oh, my.
And now, if Barry will stand by for a moment, I'll show Floribel I do things other than plumbing. Here's an old song that gets a Technicolor comeback in the Paramount musical, Emperor Waltz. I kiss your hand, Madame. In the center version, the hand belongs to Joanne Fontaine. I am the blonde Ivan Lebedev. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame. Your dainty fingertips. And while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips. I haven't any right, madame, to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with the night, madame. In dreams I kiss your hand, madame, and I pray my dreams come true.
Preview of the Emperor Waltz is ought to break records all over the place. Which is what you listeners won't be doing to your phonograph records if you get a new Philco console with record storage space in the cabinet. Tops for easy listening and plenty easy to look at. Stop in at your Philco dealer and give the once-over to Philco's sensational 1283 radio phonograph. It's really a dilly. Gorgeous mahogany cabinet with lots of room for records. Tone and performance that make any record sound out of this world. Philco quality all the way through. And a new type safety record changer handles up to 12 records automatically and really babies them. Won't get out of whack if you just breathe on it either. All this plus a price that's plenty easy on your pocketbook, too. It all adds up to more for your money. The top radio values at your dealer today from the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, the leader.
Walt Disney has just completed a new full-length feature picture entitled Melody Town. In it is a song called Blue Shadows on the Trail. Shades of night are falling as the winds begin to sigh, and the world is silhouetted neath the sky. Blue shadows on the trail, blue moon shining through the trees, and the plaintive wail from the distance comes a-drifting on the evening breeze. Move along, blue shadows, move along. Soon the dawn will come, and you'll be on your way. But until the darkness sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the trail. Now to get on my old Appaloochee and head across the South 40 for home. First, though, I want to thank Barry Fitzgerald for guesting. Barry, it's always a comfort to be at your side.
Thank you, Bing. It was a lot of fun.
Say, Barry, you think it'd break Paramount's heart if I mentioned that your new picture is The Sainted Sisters and that Veronica Lake and Joan Caulfield provide the glamour?
Well, I think I've provided the glamour, too.
Well, sure you do.
Of course.
Certainly, certainly.
Well, we sure talked ourselves into that.
Got away with it.
By the way, who's calling on you next week, Bing?
Next week, we're undecided, Barry. We'll be in New York City, the big town. Our guests might be anybody from Toots Shore to Bill and Coo.
Good Good. I'll be listening.
Please do.
Well, good night, Father O'Malley.
Good night, Father Fitzgibbon. Did you see Father Corkery in the booth up there? He's up there. Good night, folks, and thanks very much.
The program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers and Bing's guests, anyone from Toots Shore to Bill and Coo. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.